Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College, and also from WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are especially real. Reach out and grab you in some way, or at least some of them will grab some of you, and I hope at least one of the songs tonight reaches you. Also, I occasionally put in something odd, a story, a reading, or a different kind of recording, and I call those things wombats. And it's a wombat night. I have two wombats lined up for you, and one I'm particularly interested in presenting. It'll be the first time I've ever put anything quite like this on the show. But we start off with a more traditional song. This is Johnny Cash singing That Old Wheel. And this is the way life goes sometimes. That Old Wheel by Johnny Cash.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score.
Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Yes, sir. When love is gone and the one you thought would stay does you wrong, and you're left alone to pay, the price is high. But somehow you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score.
Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again. Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel,
that old wheel,
it's gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it's gonna even up the score.
Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap.
Right.
Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel,
yeah, that old wheel
is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, yeah, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. Roll around
and around
again,
again.
That Old Wheel by Johnny Cash. Last week I played a version of I'll Fly Away done by a large group of people at a tribute for John Hartford. And today I'm going to play a version of I'll Fly Away by Willie Nelson and his sister, Bobby. Bobby was the pianist in a lot of the recordings made by Johnny Cash, and he and his sister got together and made an album, and of mostly spirituals. This is one, and so this is traditional harmony, I'll Fly Away, with Willie Nelson and his sister, Bobby Nelson.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away. away. When the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away. By and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then joy shall never end, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away.
In the morning
when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
That was I'll Fly Away by Willie Nelson and Bobby Nelson. Years ago, I was at a concert on one of the music weekends I used to go on, and the man who wrote this song performed it, and I just fell in love with it. I thought it was a delightful song, and I learned it, and I've sung it every chance I get ever since. It's called Connecticut Twister. Basically, there was a tornado in Connecticut. Didn't do a lot of serious damage, but it did upset a few things and mess up some property. And so this songwriter who lived in Connecticut wrote this song about it. And this is a wombat. This is the first wombat of the evening. This is me performing this song on with a banjo. And I am not a commercial recorder by any stretch. But this qualifies as a wombat. And also later on, I'll be talking about something called authenticity. And I like to think this is has a lot of authenticity. But anyway, this is me singing Connecticut Twister.
Sitting here looking at the summer sky, hotter than the hottest day you'll ever get in mid-July. Nothing much is growing and the ground is getting awful dry. A little rain might do a lot of good. And I've been wondering why it's raining south of us, storming on the shoreline and thundering a mighty fuss. Why can't rain just turn around and come to us? Mary, cut another piece of pie. Oh no, I think it's gonna blow. gonna get the rain we were hoping for a year ago. Oh sure, bet it's gonna pour. Put another bucket by the door. Nimbus cirrus, got no stratocumulus. Fair weather looks better, but it isn't feeding us. Nothing like a rainy day to wash away the meaniness and let you get your boots and stickers on. Then out of the west comes a mess of clouds I've never seen. I don't hear the thunder, just the rattle of the window screen. Dust flying everywhere, sky is looking very green. Something tells me this ain't rain. It's, oh no, I think it's gonna blow. Gonna get the rain we were hoping for a year ago. Oh sure, I bet it's gonna pour. Put another bucket by the door. Fetch up all the chickens, don't forget to grab the laying hens. Put them in the kitchen, then go back and get the horses in. I'll head around the back, go and open up the cellar then. We'll all sit waiting for the storm. Go and get your brother Bill, be sure and let your sister know. Wait a minute, first tell Auntie Lucy, it's a gonna blow. Have you seen your Uncle Bob? He wandered off a year ago. Hope the storm don't bring him back here. Oh no, I think it's gonna blow. Gonna get the rain we were hoping for a year ago. Oh sure, I bet it's gonna pour. Put another bucket by the door. The wind slammed down, we didn't feel a drop of rain. The barn blew up, we never saw them pigs again. Cows on a shopping mall the other side of Meriden. Tractors in the middle of the field. There were shingles in the air and the twister took the silo down. Ducks, wild geese, and turkeys flying at the speed of sound. Uncle Bob circling, Lucy staying underground. Gonna have to wait another year. Oh no, I think it's gonna blow. Gonna get the rain we were hoping for a year ago. Oh sure, I bet it's gonna pour. Put another bucket by the door. Well, I started farming here back in 1943. Never saw a storm that could relocate your property. Go and get your Uncle Bob, he's stuck up in the willow tree. Children, put the chicken in the yard. It's, oh no, I think it's gonna blow. Gonna get the rain we were hoping for a year ago. Oh sure, bet it's gonna pour. Put another bucket by the door.
Connecticut Twister, sung by Harry Baya. The next song is a 50s song. It's from 1956, doo-wop era. Why Do Fools Fall in Love by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Went to number one around the world. Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Why do fools fall in love? Why do they fall in love?
Why Do Fools Fall in Love by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Next up is another 50s song, going back a few more years. This is from 1950. It's The Roving Kind by Guy Mitchell. And it takes the metaphor of sea-roving pirates and makes it work with romance and dating, and shows how dangerous it can be. And it milks this metaphor in every which way you can. Very popular song in 1950, The Roving Kind by Guy Mitchell.
As I cruised out one evening upon a night's career, I spied a lofty clipper ship, and to her I did steer. I hysted out my signals, which she so quickly knew, and when she saw my bunting fly, she immediately hove to.
She had a dark and a rope,
I took her for some fish and chips and treated her so fine, and hardly did I realize she was the roving kind. I kissed her lips, I missed her lips, and found to my surprise she was nothing but a pirate ship rigged up in a disguise.
She had a dark and a roving eye,
and her hair hung down in ringlets.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
So come all ye good sailor men who sail the wintry seas, and come all you apprentice lads, a warning take from me. Beware of lofty clipper ships, they'll be the ruin of you. For 'twas there she made me walk the plank and pushed me under too.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down in ringlets.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but
one of the roving kind.
The Roving Kind by Guy Mitchell. The next song is Before They Close the Minstrel Show by Lisa Schneckenberger. And it's full of nostalgia and sadness about the ending of something wonderful. Lisa Schneckenberger is a fine fiddler, but in this particular performance, she sings and plays the fiddle by plucking it. So the background is Lisa Schneckenberger plucking the fiddle before they close the minstrel show.
A poster's peeling underneath last summer's morning glory vine. An old white hat, a stubbed cigar, an empty bottle of wine. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't wanna wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow sad song for this one last whole time before they close the minstrel show. run and run the curtain down. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't wanna wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow sad song for this one. This banjo's got a broken string. Don't expect I'll get to fix it now. There won't be no more time to sing. I'm rusty anyhow. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last old time before they close the minstrel show.
That was Before They Close the Minstrel Show by Lisa Schneckenberger. Last week I played a version of Iko Iko that was new to me, and this week I'm going to play another version. This is a more familiar one, done by the Dixie Cups. It's a Mardi Gras song, and they do this kind of song in the parade, and there's a whole story about the parade going on in this song. So this is Cajun music from the Mardi Gras. Iko Iko by the Dixie Cups.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about henna, henna, henna. Iko Iko ande Giacomo Fino anane Giacomo Finane. Look at my king all dressed in red. Iko Iko one day. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead.
Chug a move, clean I make. Talking about hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now. Aiko aiko one day. Shagamo fino anane, shagamo finane. See that guy all dressed in green, Aiko Aiko one day. He not a man, he's a loving machine. Shagamo finale. Talking about him now,
him now,
him now,
him now.
Aiko Aiko one day. Shagamo fino anane, Shagamo finale. Talking about him now, him now,
him now.
Aiko Aiko one day. Shagamo fino anane.
Aiko Aiko by the Dixie Cups. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College. And each week I play for you songs I think are extra special and will reach you in some way. And I put in odd things, reading stories, jokes, that I call wombats. And I have a wombat coming up now, and I want to tell you about it a little bit. I've started reading a book, and it's about music, written by a sound engineer. And she's not a musician, but she has a theory of what makes music interesting. And she goes into it in some detail. I've just started the book, and I'm quite taken with it. She says that from her point of view in making music really good for listeners, there are seven elements, and she names them: authenticity, realism, novelty, melody, and lyrics, rhythm, and timbre. So she's going to tell me what each one is. So far, she's only gotten into authenticity. But in the part on authenticity, she mentioned she's going to give me an example of extreme authenticity, and it's by a group called the Shags. And I could go on about them. She does. But basically, three young girls were, their father had reason to believe, he'd been told a prediction and by someone whose other predictions had come true, that they were going to make music and become important. So he trained them from a very early age. He was not a musician, but he got the three, the girls, and he had one play guitar and sang, the second played rhythm guitar and sang, and the third played drums. And he had them practice for years to become as good as they could, but with no outside training, just him, and he was not a musician. And they all had to write all their music, and then he had it recorded by professionals. And the professionals told him that it was hopeless. The music was just never going to go anywhere. But he made 1,000 copies of the long play record he made of their songs and distributed about 100, and it went nowhere. But years later, so says this book I'm reading by Susan Rogers. And the book says that these records, these ones that were made by the three girls, years later, were discovered by musicians and said to be of importance, significance. And this is she uses them as examples of authenticity. So I'm going to play one of them for you. I'll probably play one each week for a while. And it's in some ways awful music, but on the other hand, there is something charming about it in a strange sort of way. The first song is called I'm So Happy When You Are Near by the group who named themselves The Shags, S-H-A-G-S, Shags. And really simple words, simple music. Here's the first verse. I'm so happy when you're near. I'm so sad when you're away. I've been happy almost every day now that you're here to stay. So here is the Shags singing and playing this song. And Susan Rogers, who's an expert on music, says this has a lot of authenticity, and it's also rather strange.
I'm so happy when you're near, I'm so sad when you're away. I've been happy almost every day, now that you're here to stay. But when you have to leave, then I'll start to grieve. Every week you have to go, every time it's a different road. I never know what to do, I'm so lonesome without you. When you're far away, you are always in my dreams. When you're home to stay, we make a perfect team. It's so hard to have to wait for you to ride us to the gate. But when you get there, we have many news and feelings to share.
That was I'm So Happy When You're Near, sung by The Shags, and probably one of the most wombatty things I've ever played on this show. Susan Rogers, in her book, the book is called This Is What It Sounds Like. She says that that's extreme authenticity, and she names a number of fairly famous musicians who recognize this song as important, this recording. Hard to believe, and I'm trying to hear it, and it is interesting. Anyway, that's tonight's, or today's, Wombat. And we're going to move on now to Brandi Carlile, pop song, I Remember Everything, looking back on a relationship. So here's Brandi Carlile, I Remember Everything.
I've been down this road before. I remember every tree, every single blade of grass holds a special place for me. I remember every town and every hotel room, every song I ever sang, guitar out of tune. I remember everything, things I can't forget, the way you turned and smiled on me on the night that we first met. I remember every night, your ocean eyes are blue, how I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew. I've been down this road before, alone as I can be, careful not to let my past go sneaking up on me. Got no future in my happiness, my regrets are very few. Sometimes a little tenderness is the best that I could do. I remember things I can't forget. Swimming pools of butterflies that slip right through the net. I remember every night your ocean eyes are blue. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew.
I Remember Everything by Brandi Carlile. Now we're going to jump genres quite a bit. This is Tanya Tucker telling a story about a man looking for something from the past. And the song is called What's Your Mama's Name by Tanya Tucker.
What's your mama's name, child? What's your mama? Some odd years ago, a young man came to Memphis asking about a rose that used to blossom in his world. People never took the time to mind the young man's questions until one day they heard him ask a little green-eyed girl,
what's your mama's name? What's your mama's name? Does she ever talk about a place called New Orleans? Has she ever mentioned a man named Buford Wilson? What's your mama's name, child? What's your mama's name?
Some odd years ago, a drunkard down in Memphis lost a month of life and labor to the county jail just because he asked a little green-eyed girl a question and offered her a nickel's worth of candy if she'd tell. Some odd days ago, an old man died in Memphis. Just another wayward soul the county had to claim. Inside the old man's ragged coat, they found a faded letter that said, "You have a daughter, and her eyes are Wilson green."
Tanya Tucker with What's Your Mama's Name? I'm fascinated by the fact that songs can tell a story on so many levels. The next song is Some Fool Made a Soldier of Me by the Kingston Trio. On the one hand, it's just a man describing his experience in the Army. On the other hand, in some way to me, it's a deep anti-war song. Some Fool Made a Soldier of Me by the Kingston Trio.
I remember when I was a barefooted boy climbing in a sycamore tree. But now I'm a little older, got a rifle on my shoulder. Some fool made a soldier of me.
Some fool made a soldier of me. Rock hard and ride in the rough cavalry.
Got a pretty gal waiting for me while I rock here in the army. Some fool made a soldier of me. I told her we'd marry and build us a home and raise us a big family. But she's given all her charms to a blue uniform. Some fool made a soldier of me.
Some fool made a soldier of me. Rock a pop and ride in the rough cavalry.
The day's getting hotter, I'm near out of water. Some fool made a soldier of me. I told General Custer I'm a dying of thirst and the heat is a getting to me. But he said, have no fear, there's a bigger river near. Some fool made a soldier of me.
Some fool made a soldier of me. Rock and ride in the rough cavalry.
We'll get there in the morning to the little big horn.
Hey, General Custer, I think I see an Indian over there.
Yeah, ask her if she's got a friend for me.
Some fool made a soldier of me.
Some Fool Made a Soldier of Me by the Kingston Trio. Next up is James Taylor singing Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you.
Fire and Rain by James Taylor. The next song is traditional four-part harmony gospel. The singers are the Bermuda Quadrangle, Jeff Davis, Jerry Epstein, David Jones, and Jeff Warner. And Jeff Davis is singing lead. So this is Where the Soul of Man Never Dies.
To Canaan's land I'm on my way,
where the soul of man never dies,
where darkest night is turned to day,
and the soul of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dim eyes, where all is joy and love and peace, and the soul of man never dies.
Hey, roses bloom in there for me,
where the soul of man never dies,
and I will spend eternity
where the soul of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dim eyes, where all peace and joy is time and peace, and the soul of man never dies.
My life will end in deathless sleep,
where the soul of man never dies,
and everlasting joy I'll reap,
where the soul of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dim eyes, where all peace and joy is joined and peace, and souls and never dies.
I'm on my way to that fair land,
where the souls of man never dies,
where there will be no parting, and
the souls of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dim eyes, where all peace, joy, is joy and peace, and souls will never dies.
Where the Soul of Man Never Dies by the Bermuda Quadrangle. The next song is one of the classics of country music. It's The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. And I always get a kick out of this song. Partly, of course, I love the banjo, but just the whole thing works for me. Here's The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales, didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his
left behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Johnny Horton with The Battle of New Orleans. For most of the history of the human race, most of the people alive were illiterate, and stories were passed on by storytellers or singers. Television, movies, that sort of thing. Quite often, the good guys win. Things work out. There are a lot of stories of success. Reality, life isn't quite so full of successes as those stories that we are growing up with now. It seems to me that we need to think about the possibility that we could hear other stories and life would be different. Anyway, the next song, Midnight Train to Georgia, unlike a lot of songs, it tells about someone failing in a way. They went off to L.A. and tried to become successful, and it was just too much for the man. And now he's taking the midnight train to Georgia. So this is Gladys Knight and the Pips singing the song. But I think it's an important thing to do something like this. We don't hear a lot of songs about peoples whose goals have failed. But here's one. So this is Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long. Said he's going back,
going back
to a simpler place and time.
That right.
Oh, yes, he is.
Right by his side.
Now be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, let midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Hey. I'd rather live in his world than live without him. But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, So he pined all his hopes, and he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said he would. than live without him in mind. Oh, he's leaving.
Leaving
on the midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Yeah. Ooh, y'all. Said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, a simpler place of time. Than live without him in mind.
World is
his.
Oh,
on
love,
on a boy, on the midnight train ride.
On
love, on a boy, got a boy, on the midnight train to go.
On love,
on a boy,
on
the midnight train to go. My world, his world, our world, mine and his alone.
Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, from WEHC at Emory Henry College. And now it's time to close the show in my traditional way. It's audience participation time, so I want you to join me in celebrating. Are you ready? It's time is now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.